October 5th, 2009, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Throw your hands to instant and your jello mood won't mix. Your hands too empty, ain't nothing you can fix. So I'm going back to Wichita and reborn the bebop blues. Oh yes, I'm going back to Wichita and reborn the bebop blues. My clutch is slipping, but I'll arrive on time. My clutch went out beside the plastic diner sign. Oh, your hands too instant and your jello mold won't mix. Your hands too empty and nothing you can fix. Now I'm going back to Wichita and reborn the bebop blues. Oh yes, I'm going back to Wichita and reborn the bebop blues. Ain't pulling no weight, baby, so I don't need no rules. All I need is high and I know just how to go. I'm going back to Wichita and reborn the bebop blues. Oh yes, I'm going back to Wichita and reborn the bebop blues. I'm going back to Wichita and reborn around the flow. Oh yeah, I'm going back to Wichita and reborn the bebop blues, the bebop blues.
Watt from Pedro Show. First show of October 2009. It's a Monday.
It's fall.
It's fall, or like you, a lot of people say autumn.
Yeah.
You notice that? I think it's a U.S. thing, fall. Aki?
Yeah.
Neon go.
I think it depends if your leaves turn color.
We don't here.
No.
Oh, because the leaves fall off. Yeah, but if in Europe, England and stuff, autumn. You guys autumn, right? Mm. What's Ty? Depends what kind of fall.
What kind of fall?
Do you guys have it, or is it just sweaty all the time?
It's raining or not raining.
It's raining or not raining, right. We'll start off the show with John Coltrane doing bebop, and then we heard Andreas Schroeder doing bebop blues, which uses Mr. Charlie Plymell's lyrics. Much respect to Charlie. He's got a book of poems coming out, and he asked me to write the foreword. So I did. I was much honored to. Also wrote a foreword for, there's more than one Mike Watt. I don't know if you know that, brother. No. Man. There he is. There's a hockey player one, and there's a younger drummer guy up in Seattle. But in Pittsburgh, there's a cat who's with movies, horror movies mainly. And he's got a autobiography he's putting out, and he asked me to write the foreword.
Oh, cool.
The other Mike Watt, me. Pedro one. I wonder if there's another Mike Watt here. Somebody once told me there was. For a while. They went and looked in a phone book. It wasn't me. They heard the story of Ed from Ohio. So by that time I learned you, if you pay, you can be enlisted.
I heard from some other brother Matt once. He was all pissed that there was another brother Matt.
That's right. I remember you talking.
He was all pissed. I invited him to go to Royal Palms and have a Busy Bee sandwich, and he was all surprised I was being nice to him. He was like a Christian radio dude. He said he was the Howard Stern of Christian radio.
Wow, real Christian.
Say like, whatever.
Who would Jesus get for you, Jack?
Congratulations.
Wow. I'm
proud of you.
Like you were... Oh, man. Oh, boy. So anyway, those are some nice stories, but you've got the real great story, right?
Well,
Miss Peak is here. Echo is on. He's going to probably be very quiet, right? But you came back from the other side of the U.S.
New York. Sort of a first
via
time.
Via the middle of the U.S.
Oh, we should
have. Yeah, you sent me your sick little story.
Oh, shush. That's a secret.
I didn't say what it was. I haven't told anyone.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah. It's like, it's normal, you know? It's
I get it. It is. It is a lot
in a
more
way,
normal.
It's just that, you know, you don't.
It's not the image that's taught in kindergarten or Sunday school, but it's definitely the reality.
Yeah, it's like a perfect looking family, but, you know, when you go inside, yeah. You don't know what kind of darkness or suffering they have.
Appearances.
But appearance of a,
those kind of,
of a family, yeah. Perfect family, two-car garage, you know.
Yeah.
So
the material part's okay.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
But
sometimes
so
it's all
why
that
why
matters.
Why were you there? Let's start. Your mission.
A good friend
left,
of mine.
You got on an airplane here.
Well, I had my friend Ken, my sparring partner from Krav
Maga. Did you couch surf all the way there?
Yeah, I did.
You took a plane, right?
Yeah. No, I did. Well, yes. It's actually Allegiant's airline, $40 airfare.
Wow.
Put me to Wichita.
That's it, Kyle.
And, yeah, my sparring partner, buddy, had a wedding in Wichita. He was marrying a girl from there.
Wasn't that's funny because Wichita's where Charlie Plymell's from, the guy, yeah. The poet man. He also published the first Zap comics. I don't know. Do you know about Underground Comics?
No,
in
the actually,
day San Francisco.
Actually
the cat who did that came from Wichita.
Mm.
Mr. Burroughs was from Kansas. Some mm-hmm. The big influence, what you would call hip, actually came out of what is otherwise known as Heartland or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So. It wouldn't surprise me that a sparring partner, Miss Peak, would...
No, he's not from there. He's
the lady married.
Yeah, she yeah. was from there.
He
and
would be connected somehow. Where's he from?
He's from here.
Cali?
Yeah.
Okay.
SoCal. And...
Did he fight people at the wedding?
He wanted me to.
He wanted you to.
And I was only a drink
Falling
short of
only
doing
a drink
so.
Short. Like whooping him up.
No.
That'd be great to all the way out and crash the and turn
it. I was kind of crashing it. I didn't get an invite or anything.
No.
I was like, I'm coming. It's a barn wedding.
Barn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was in the piece.
Yeah, yeah. And the bride's family had a farm like about half an hour north of Wichita, 40 minutes. My friend went about a week ahead of time and cleaned out the working barn.
Yeah.
Hosed it down, cut the lawn, and put some work into it, built the floor, and
oh, wow.
decked it out. It's really
yeah.
actually pretty.
It's different than renting out the Italian-American club.
I think so, because, like, first of all, it's, you know, location-free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then the food, they didn't
cater. It
was only
$300. That was pretty kind of...
Oh, yeah.
You know, on
19th?
Yeah.
And they also... It was, like, it's sweet, because, like, they found... Instead of catering, I think
yeah.
they might cater, but they did buy their own meat and stuff, and they spent like a few hundred dollars on like pigs and cows. It's like,
and then went and rendered them themselves.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was fresh, and it's kind of a different vibe, and
yeah,
definitely.
Did they change their clothes?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
that would have been a very different vibe.
It was funny because like the
I mean,
I feel like the ignorant person
yeah,
being
yeah,
there.
Yeah, for that life, yeah.
Yeah, because I sit down and then I would get introduced to farmers. It's like, oh,
yeah.
You know, this is, you know, John, blah, blah, blah. He'd never, you know, take a day off in his life, you know, and he's
yeah,
like
yeah.
super look like the typical farmers in like, if you draw a farmer, that's
yeah,
the farmer.
Yeah, yeah.
With the overall and
they're
everything.
Connected. You know all that chow in the stores.
Yeah.
From them.
What's that? What was that?
When you go shopping, you're buying his products.
Yeah.
So we are connected.
Yeah. There's you know there's I didn't get into like the what they grow out there or anything, but
probably Kansas. No, in Kansas, a lot of wheat.
Yeah, wheat.
But then the wheat's used for grains and feed the cow. I mean, it's all part of the big thing. We are connected, but yeah, there is a big disconnect.
Yeah.
In the person to person.
And even like just slaughterhouse things
and
like that.
Too.
You
know,
it's just
in the package. And yeah. All nice. They're actually cutting it up. Yeah.
And a little tidbits of the thing I learned was like, you have to have like over 200 acres to be able to live on a farm, like to make a living having a farm at all.
Probably.
Because you have to have huge amounts of crop and things, you know.
Pay for the seed, the fertilizer, all that. Yeah, there's a, you can't be like a victory garden.
Yeah.
That's maybe for little vegetables, but you can't make a living on it.
But you would think, you know, 100 acres sounds like huge, but no.
No.
It's not enough. And
I think Pedro High's 13 or 14 acres.
Wow.
High school.
Okay. And
it's not that, what is it, a couple blocks square?
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, a few blocks.
So it was funny, like the father of the bride had, it was his farm, and he had, he raised pigeons. The raising pigeons. The messaging kind. Well, they're not for messaging. They're for like...
For raising.
For raising, yeah.
Yeah.
And I learned a little bit about that too. Like, what is this about?
Yeah.
And yeah, you...
I know, I've been one time in New Jersey, I was at a pad. It was a bar or something, but it was formerly a clubhouse for pigeon guys who did this.
Yeah.
Raised.
And it's not too many people. I mean, it's like really such a special thing, you know, with like you register.
And breeding them too. Remember Y-Rock?
Yeah, yeah.
At Pedro High?
Yeah.
This guy was totally into
tumblers. And
they can go pretty good money. I mean, because I went looking at them, like, they just look like it's city pigeons, you know? Like,
what
the hell?
That's a trippy little subculture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a subculture.
Ghost
Dog. Better than dressing up like Star Wars.
But, you know, of course, people in the know would know what the different is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you know what it feels like to be a punk rocker in the old days. We were a very small subculture.
Yeah.
But that's neat. So you got privy to certain lives.
Yeah.
Racing pigeon and farming.
You know, a lot of people would assume, like, I was talking to my friend about it yesterday. It's like, oh, is it like Hicktown like you thought it was? And I'm like, I didn't really go into it thinking that there was going to be a specific type of people, you know? Actually,
true.
I go in as a guest. I'm the one who's going to be received. By hosts who are like so very kind, and even though they might not, you know, be like regularly get together for intellectual discussions, but they're definitely wisdoms in that, you know.
Well, they probably never had a Thai lady over.
That's kind of true.
Yeah, so
I didn't think about it because they,
of course,
they didn't ask. You know, they just I was.
They didn't want to put heaviness, but they probably kind of were into it.
No, I was my friend's Ken. His name is Ken, and I was just Ken's buddy, one of the buddies. And
Ken's Thai lady friend buddy.
No, it's fight buddy or something. So people kept trying to.
That too. And that's another strange connection. A fight lady. Not a lot of fight ladies.
Yeah, so they kept trying to fight
so
with me.
They had their exotica for you, and you brought some of your exotica.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
And I'm welcome back to the farm any day.
Superficial Connect might be a television program, right?
Yeah.
See, you guys were there in the reality.
Yeah,
great.
It was really like that's to that extent. It was really pretty much more than I expect for the experience that I got.
Yeah.
And you know, looking at the sky, the field, the drive, the people.
Yeah. Kind of flat out there.
Yeah, but I don't.
It's not bad. I like Kansas.
Yeah, I don't.
Did you notice the highway signs? You know how
in
California we have this over the number for California roads.
Yeah.
Did you notice the Kansas ones?
No, I didn't. I'm not that observant.
There's sunflowers.
Oh, yeah, I actually ended up in a sunflower field at one point.
Yeah,
they're
big
sunflowers.
Yeah.
You have to be lost. And then I learned.
Sunflowers are trippy. Their fields are trippy, aren't they? They're as big as people. And the flower follows the sun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like kind of people.
Yeah, yeah.
It's strange. Pie faces. Yeah. And their, you know, their leaves instead. They're, it's trippy.
And Kansas is in the middle of the country, and yeah, and of course, you know, this something is probably common knowledge, but 135 is to pretty much cut the country in half.
Yeah. Right, it's right in the middle.
Freeway.
We had a guest, Matoka Honda, here.
Yeah.
And she picked to go to college in Kansas because she wanted to be in the middle.
I talked to her a little bit about that before. I asked her about it.
Very small.
She said, yeah, I picked and I didn't speak a word of English. I went there and just showed up and say hi. There's no other Japanese around, but here I am.
She told me, though, she learned that friends there she has for life.
Yeah, they're really...
Not shallow?
Yeah. It's kind of like... there's a lot to say about people who... simplify their lives, and that once you're their friends, you're their friends.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. There's no complication of modern society with the traffic and technologies, the things that get in the way of people connection.
So did they throw a bouquet at the wedding?
Yes.
Did you catch?
Thank goodness didn't.
Bounced off your head.
It was close. No, it's funny. I'm like, hell no, I'm not going out there. And I got dragged out there.
Oh, you didn't want to even make it possible.
You know what? My camera was, my safeguard for any kind of social norm. But no, they took my camera away and pushed me out there.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It was cute. It's okay.
So, and then from there?
From there, I went to New York.
One moment, let's play some music.
Okay.
From Pedro Show. We heard there's this band in England called Black Mamba Beat. And they start off that chunk there with Gecko Got Chowed. Anyway, they you know, four track gorilla recording artists in their own pad, and they also put out their own compilation called What Makes a Man Start a Band. And like my name,
Cool.
What?
Start
you know?
Your own band.
Yeah, right, right. I got to get the tape from them. This song was one of theirs. Gecko Got Chowed, though.
Cool.
I know that's kind of very everyday England talk. Right? Funny, the gecko thing has England accent on that.
Yeah, yeah, gecko.
Is insurance? Yeah. Because I don't think they really got them there, do they? They're
so.
A desert thing here.
They had them in the jungle.
In jungle, so, too. Yeah. That's right. That's where they're from. They're not from...
And
no, I think they're from desert also, maybe. Maybe both. Different kinds.
No, geckos are house.
Huh?
Geckos live in house. They live in, like, damp
woods.
You got
them in Thailand?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
They're crazy.
They are?
It's one thing I have phobia about is geckos.
Is geckos?
Yeah.
Wow. What's Thai word? You call them geckos?
This little one's called Jingzhou.
Jingzhou. Jingzhou. Okay.
And the big one called Tukke.
Suke?
Tukke.
Tukke?
That's what they sound like. Tukke.
Oh, they make sounds?
Yeah.
They're not England accents.
No. Maybe it is.
Well, anyway, that was Gecko Got Shot by Black Mamba Beat. And much respect to you guys for doing that. I wish you all
That's
luck,
cool.
All your little... The scene there, great. A musical movement, everybody starting bands. And it's that picture of me biting the strings. Yeah. Did you ever see the tattoo that somebody got of that?
No.
Oh. Yeah,
Where?
Right here. On the side, because it's high, it's tall and skinny, so it's on the side under her arm.
Oh, it's a girl.
Saw a guy at the show last week. Remember the D-Boom one? That was a leg. Showed me at the Caesar's birthday in Wemoss. Yeah, I played in Wemoss last week.
I
haven't done that in a while. That
so
was great.
A debut picture of that one?
Exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. It was right on his leg. After Black Mamba beat, we heard Yuppie Hip Hop Ad by Underground Railroad to Canada Land. That's Tom Conjolier.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to get to play with him in December, a gig.
Oh, he said fill in the bass.
Get to fill in. There was a few, but I had gigs, a few spots he needed, but I want to do that. I want to do a tour with him. But I get to do one gig. I think it's December 11th in San Diego at the Bar Pink. The guy from Hot Snakes, Rocket from the Crypt, has this bar, and they're going to play. I'm going to get to work the bass for Underground Railroad to Candyland.
Bitchin'.
Then we heard No No Boy by Genbaku Onanis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're from Nagoya.
Yeah, what about them from Nagoya?
Maybe the oldest band in Nagoya.
Oldest punk band, right? They're the oldest punk band from Nagoya. And they're back together and playing gigs. Some young guys, but some original, right? When did you see him? A couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was No No Boy, which is one of their famous songs. And then we heard My Mind is a... You like this one. My Mind is a Contradiction by Judy and the Crackheads. Not too much contradiction. She obviously
Judy
knows what band to play. Okay, now, Miss Vic, you're going to continue with your adventure, but you have to go back because you made an important discovery in Kansas.
Oh, of course, I couch surfed.
Couch surfed. You didn't conk in the barn.
No.
Okay.
The barn was cold.
The barn conked. I can imagine. And so you couch surfed,
and I got bitten by
the couchsurfing.com people. You had worked it out ahead of time, right?
Yeah, ahead of time, and I was put up in this gigantic house for the entire stay of
Wichita?
5 days. And I met up with a few people in town also that I didn't stay with, but I thought they were interesting people.
Yeah,
a couple, a girlfriend, boyfriend who. Involved in the music scene, the girl, she's Chandra, she's a promoter for IC Fest, I think. I forget what it's called, but it's a music festival in Wichita.
I should play Wichita more. I've only played there a couple times.
Yeah.
I always end up playing Lawrence, you know, the big school town.
And, yes, she helped promote that. She's a poet and very active in the art scene and music scene there, and
right.
Her boyfriend Eric is a cello player who playing in the orchestra at a university over there.
Yeah,
and he's, you know, he's quiet, and I did laundry with them. That's what I did. And it was next
to did laundry.
Yeah, that's I was standing there. I'm like, that's what you
we
do.
We went on tour with Deke, and she never did laundry.
Well, I was on tour for like 5 days. No,
a
but
week.
I did it at Jeremy's house.
Finally.
What are you sorry to say?
No, it's all
right.
We were smelling just as bad.
What? I packed a closet with the clothes.
Yeah, she did. And then we had to carry him around.
Yeah, afterwards.
She wouldn't take him the rest of her trip.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, a lot of...
You got a van.
Is not gone. She leaves this whole sack or conk sack.
And also this kid, AJ, who is studying to be WPD, Wichita Police Department.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, various people I hung out with. I met up with Chandra, actually. It was on, like, Final Friday, which is when they have Art Walk. Like, we have it here. Like, a lot of galleries stay open.
I think it's called First Thursday. First Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a lot of that going around.
Is that coming up? No, we had it.
So that would be this Thursday.
No, not really, because Friday was the second.
Yeah, so
I think this one was on the first.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's missed it.
One time I went to it because Doze played it at Mike Brady's gallery.
Yeah, I used to get to DJ once in a while down when they had
Michael
the studio.
Karma,
yeah.
Where I did my second opera. So I'm not that in touch, but anyway...
Yeah, and I was pointed out that the Wichita has this amazing Indian monument that they're really proud of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in the, you know, like, in honor of the Native Americans who were there before them.
Now, from there...
From there, I took a plane and missed the plane and took the following plane to New York.
Got there late, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't fly Delta. They're the only one who charged me. I missed many planes before. This is the first time I've been charged. Damn them. And my justification was that their follow-up plane was delayed. Yeah. Whereas my, you know, like, can I charge them for that? Because their plane was delayed actually an hour and a half.
But you get charged for delay, but they don't get charged for being delayed. I see your point.
Lame.
Good point. All right. Okay, and where'd you get into? Newark, or did you go to JFK? Or?
LaGuardia.
LaGuardia, okay.
Yeah. And I wanted to go directly to where Nels and...
Because you ended up in New Jersey, that's why I said...
Yeah, the following day.
Nels is mixing... Actually, two albums, right?
Well, the live and the studio.
But they're gonna be released together.
Maybe the live one first. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought they were even gonna be in the same package the way he was saying.
I'm not sure. I didn't discuss.
Where was the live one from?
From Café du Nord. I was there. Great. Yeah, great. A month ago, something.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah! Richard fucking Bonney was there too.
Yes.
He told me he did peak sighting.
No, it was very exciting. Come on.
Anyway.
So I went out to that home studio.
And he also told me the studio part has some singing.
Yes.
From him.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, it was recorded at the Fantasy Studio back in
East
Marsh.
Bay. Actually, an outside producer, not a member of the band.
Yeah, yeah,
which is
Saint.
Kind of different for him.
Saint was, you know, he's kind of a legend.
Yeah.
Producer is David Breskin.
David Breskin, but the mixer.
But the engineer is Ron St. Germain.
Ron St. Germain.
So Fantasy Studios is his CCR spot?
Yeah, that's right. This guy mixed Bad Brains, I Against I.
Yeah. I was at his house because that's in the New Jersey place. And went into this office with all these gold records and stuff on the wall. And, you know, this... I can't really think off the top of my head, but Soundgarden is one of them he mixed.
There's a lot of records he mixed and stuff.
Creed.
Incredible that for Nels Stein singers, great.
Yeah, he's gonna rock now.
Rocking. So what was that like? How long were you there in the studio with them?
I was just there a day.
Did you get pictures?
Yeah.
What was the atmosphere like?
I met Yuka over there.
She was there?
She was there. I love her. so I was there for an afternoon or evening. I took the train back, the bus back out at 10.
What was the atmosphere like in the studio?
The studio is just mind-blowingly, like, just beautiful, like, top class.
Yeah,
you know,
that is the situation.
It's built in a house. Situation was mellow because they were towards the end of it. It's like a week-long mixing project.
Sometimes so. That's not the mellow part.
No,
so
they're
the getting pulled out to fight.
These people that are involved, including Nels, they have a pretty good idea of how to approach it. So they did the hard part first, which is the studio one, and they're just running through the live ones later.
Oh, the studio was all done by the time you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So, and it's funny because you got jumped in on the Pro Tool and did some stuff when.
She knows how to work that.
Yeah, she knows that stuff. So.
She ended up playing on it.
I'm not sure. I was trying to think back. I thought there would be maybe a talk that she might have played some keyboard, something, maybe.
Synthesizer.
There was an overdub session.
Did you have good chows?
Yeah, because Saint's wife made this amazing dinner. It was just so beautiful. So it's really an amazing, it's almost surreal.
What was it?
She made...
Hot dogs?
Chicken, yeah. Bacon. Foreman grills. No.
Salami.
I don't know. No, just a plate of chicken and some separate salmon.
Salmon?
Yeah.
Fish.
Mashed potato, right. Salad. It was beautiful.
A bunch of salmon running in New Jersey, right?
Pink up the river.
I never really hung out in New Jersey before. It's really pretty. Weather.
There are a lot of pretty parts of New Jersey.
Yeah, it was near a lake.
You got a bad reputation because part by New York City is kind of industrial.
Yeah, I didn't see any of that.
It's like that. It's not at all.
Yeah.
I think it's motto is the Garden State. Or
Garden
its
State.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you look at the shape of the state, it's almost like a miniature backwards California. It's bad.
Unless that's Minnesota. No. Garden State. I don't know.
Yeah, Garden State's New Jersey.
Okay. Right?
Yeah. Doesn't You're okay. right.
No. No. I'm not sure.
It is.
Okay. All right.
I think so. But it's all right. What town, big town was near?
The big what? I don't know exactly where it
you
was.
Where you were?
No, it was Mead something shopping center. I got dropped off by the New Jersey Transit. So I forget.
It's all right. So you had a good time there.
Yeah. So that was like Tuesday.
But what can you tell us about the new Nels Klein stuff? Is it different?
I think so. There's some rocking, singing. And some little slight unexpected, and you know the live show was called legendary by some people who were there.
Yeah. What'd you call it?
I called it. I fucked up by taking a few pictures while there were quiet parts, and I got called on it because it's like, damn it, Pete, the camera, it's recording.
You're supposed live. To. How's Nels' spirit?
He's just great. He's doing amazing. He's just happy, and he's having a lot of things coming out. He was on the cover of Jazz Times.
Yep.
In October.
I write or talk.
Yes. Oh, really? So it's the next as next month's issue. Oh, this month's issue.
Yeah.
And let's see what else. Actually, the Dirty Baby project that was supposed to come out last month got postponed again.
Dirty Baby?
Yeah, it's the one with Edward Rochet's.
Yeah. Thing you worked on last January.
Yeah, last year. Yeah, and it's going to Stidle.
A lot of little pieces.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, 33 or something.
He had to really jam on that.
Yeah, so that's going to be held back for a few more months. That's going to be an amazing one.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. Speaking of music, let's play some more.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. Wait a minute. Like you would wait a minute.
Stevie Moore asked me for a bass line a number of months ago, and I gave him. He gave me the chords. And he said, "Play it punk," and they went and made several iterations of it and wrote a huge jazz odyssey around it. And that's what you just heard there, 2-watt bulb. And we're at the end of the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
First hour.
We're at the end of the first hour of the...
time flies.
The October 5th, 2009 Watt from Pedro show. Hold tight for hour two. October 5th, 2009, second hour of the Watt from Pedro show. The mystique continued. So the whole Nels experience was only a day.
Yeah, because he was leaving out to Chicago on Wednesday.
To do Wilco.
Yeah, to start a little tour.
A little tour?
Last part of the, I guess, Midwest or whatever. I had an appointment with Ralph Gibson, who is an amazing photographer from, you know, he's like 70-something. He does black and white. So that's a friend of Nels's. And he arranged...
Oh, now this man has been taking film photographs, not digital, for many, many years.
Many. Basically, went to meet with him to ask him, what am I supposed to do with my life?
Oh!
Yeah. And
yeah, for advice.
And he did tell me. So, I pretty much...
Did you get your little red wagon fixed?
That is for me to figure out.
Okay.
but
you
yeah.
You know, I had to... There's an expression of speech over here when somebody fixes your little wagon.
No.
Paint your wagon.
Paint your wagon.
Or either or.
Get on the wagon.
Yeah.
I'm not a wagon person.
Somebody fixes your wagon like they tell you very startling truth.
Yeah.
Eye-opening truth.
It's kind of curious because there's a lot of things that I'm pretty much aware of, but I just didn't know how to...
Articulate?
To
act on it.
Yeah, proceed with what you know how you know everything has like a cycle of how you function. Like say as a musician, you have gigs, you have recording, you have working time, and how long it takes, and how you make money. So I didn't have that
structure. That
structure or image worked out in my head before, and it's not like it's a mystery, but it was. A good person to talk to.
Great.
And he's actually having an art opening here on October 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to be here and excited to see his stuff. I have to bring it up that he saw my stuff and he's pretty much told me I can lay off musicians' pictures because I got it. He said, do something else.
Okay.
To challenge yourself and face your fear and all that.
I still want you to.
Wisdom.
I love you.
That's right.
Head cut off, too dark.
That's
know.
Right. I have a whole series of that.
Oh, book.
Yeah.
Now, after Mr. Gibson, what was more of your New York?
Well, I mean, to stay with the theme, which is the black and white, the whole thing, I also caught up with the... museum show of Robert Frank, which is the same type of photography, you know, from the old school. And also Elliot Erwitt was in town, so I kind of went and got my book signed. But that's pretty much like by the time I got the third one
hogged up.
I pretty much like, okay, I'm done. Like I just like I black and white photoed out.
I
feel like okay, I get the idea. Okay, I'm putting back my dark room together. Okay. So that's kind of the route I'm gonna take.
Did they have an opinion on digital photography?
I talked at length about it with Ralph, and he has his own system, and. I was talking to Brother Matt about this earlier, but that I have a lot more experience in the dark room than most photographers.
Yeah.
Possibly living today, because I worked in commercial labs for like 15 years or so, and it feels like I need to honor that because it's a craft. And And in a way, I exaggerated with alive today. Gosh. But I mean, like Ralph himself, he did assist a lot of famous. Legendary photographers, but it was kind of like more a direct, you know, contact. Like he might have done
sleeping with him.
Yeah, you know, that's how people get ahead. So clearly, you didn't get to where you are today without doing hard work.
I didn't mean to say that. Go on.
No, but I just feel like other than anything, I was more fortunate to have done commercial work with various hundreds of photographers.
Oh, yeah.
So with that experience, I feel I need to value it. And oh, by the way, Mr. Gibson is a prolific guitar player.
Yeah.
He also gives workshop and plays concert and has composition written, but not yet made an album. But he's amazing. He played me some deconstructive blues, and it was really an amazing meeting. A really beautiful person. So that was Wednesday. So
let's play some music.
I'm all around my pain. Thank you.
Second hour here, we heard Guilt Trippin' by John DeFries off his new album. Then something from Carla Bozulich, her band Evangelista, Iris Didn't Spell. That's brand new. What's it called? Constellation Records, I think, out of Montreal.
Right.
The Godspeed You, Black Emperor people. Now they're called Silver Mount Zion. Ephraim, Sophia. Flirted With You All My Life by Vic Chestnut, same label made of Carlos. And then excerpt two, it was the second, there was three bits I got at the Nels Klein gig on the 20th at the Shittin' Factory.
Uh-huh, cool.
For Richie Haas.
I missed it.
I got three sections, and Steve McKay, mm-hmm. that was him on the tenor there, along with Becca, I'm sorry, who was given roofies.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about this? Yeah, given roofies, and then had a seizure and ribs broken. She still played like a champ.
Wow.
Fought with Steve McKay and had a job.
This was the night of her gig?
No, a couple nights before. She had to do three gigs that night, and she missed one of them, and the dudes got all pissed.
Wow. What a trooper, though.
She is a trooper. She's great. Now you're saying that was Wednesday. So how much longer were you there after that?
Just a couple of days, but I didn't couch surf. Not the way that it's set up, but I did catch up with a couch surfer turned buddy.
Yeah.
That he lives in New York and financial district. So I caught up with him and took a walk around the area. Wall Street.
I took my mom there when she came to New York.
Was really. It was in the middle of the night, so it was kind of a different vibe. They got security.
Trinity Church.
Got security everywhere, which is kind of cool because, well, not cool in the reason, but it's like you can walk around at night safely. You know.
Yeah. But anyway, you liked your trip.
Yeah. Oh, and one more.
What's the final verdict?
No, wait. One more little thing. I went to catch up with John Ellis in Brooklyn, and I appeared at an annual winemaking party. They were making wine in an apartment.
Were you squishing grapes?
The squishing, the grape picking, and the whole thing. And we were having a few drinks of the last year's batch and all that. So that was trippy because all these guys are amazing jazz guys.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the idea of a group of jazz people get together and do that for fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
So and then I got back on Friday and
What's the verdict on the trip?
The verdict is that I feel like I could live there also. I mean, it's kind of give me the idea that I need to be more like ready on my feet, so I can go to Wichita or New York, and I find enjoyment in each kind of city.
Yeah.
Like I possibly looking into going to Ohio next week, and Chicago the following week maybe. Just
what part of Ohio?
Columbus.
Yeah, in the middle.
Yeah, I have a friend there, and then I'm wrapping up my operation in LA here. Yes. I'm moving out at the end of the month. So. Do that.
What about your neckos, your cats?
I'm bringing them with me.
They're going to Thailand?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. They're going to be my extra...
I thought they're going to get shipped to Chicago or something.
Be extra luggage.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how much they cost.
You can do it.
But, yeah, they just...
Does Thailand have Siamese
burden.
Cats?
That's what Thailand is.
Yeah,
Siamese.
Sometimes things are named.
Exactly.
No, they have actually Siamese cats. There's quite a few breeds of Siamese cats.
Now, are they run around the street, or was it the king's little pets or something?
Cats are not as highly kept as much as foreign Western dogs. Western dogs are more like on the pedestals, and But cats are just sort of running around.
Yeah.
Well, not
what,
on the street.
What blue-eyed Siamese?
Yeah, there was the one kind that is all white. Then one eye's blue, one eye's yellow.
Yeah,
One of the breeds. And
they're just running around the streets.
No, not those kinds.
They're sitting in the king's lap.
Yeah.
Are you going to go home to a bunch of turmoil? What's the land like now?
I will report.
Okay. You have to. You get the Skype going, okay?
Yeah, I'm your personal field report.
That's right.
Reporter.
That would be great. So the verdict on your trip?
Verdict
it
is...
It was healthy for you because it reinvigorated you, made you recognize you have to do some stuff in your life.
Well, overall, it means...
Pep talk for Mr. Gibson?
Yeah. It's kind of feel really good that... And that I have a mission, I have a
purpose,
a purpose.
Reason.
And I, yeah, as much as I still feel like an imposter most of the time.
Oh, Christ.
Like, yeah, shut up. But I do. but now it's
not
a...
imposter.
It's more imposter photographer. I don't know. But it feels like, okay, now it's time for me to actually...
stop taking pictures of bands.
Yeah, stop that musicians. Nonsense. Like, if you're going to become a real photographer, yeah. Clearly...
He does music.
Yeah, he did a book on the state of the axe on a guitarist. Yeah, released this year.
But he doesn't want competition. He wants you out.
Take pictures of him playing.
I did.
Oh, okay.
I did.
Very good.
Like,
well, I'm glad. Very productive trip. Sounds like you're getting a lot of insights.
Yeah.
And
his strength.
More important, you got to share yourself with others.
Yeah, that's kind of what
Brother
I...
Brother Matt.
Yeah.
It's time for you now to share with us you and your spin cycle.
Thank you. To the narrators, the personal tour guide that's bringing out your jazz.
Yeah.
Christian and rap by far. Cause we study what it means to be authentic. Paying a tribute to the ones that invented. So that light connect the dots. We got lists for days that affect the spots.
Yeah.
With a whole lot of swing to it. Reminds you of something your parents would listen to, don't it? But of course, with a new school sway to it. With a little bit of Cab Calloway to it. Yeah.
I don't need yours, cause I got one of my own.
Sadness. That was for Ash, my old babe that I moved into this pad with. She just died.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she dug on all those tunes.
Wow. Here at the Love Grotto.
Yep.
October 5, 2009. It's third hour of the Watt from Pedro show. Watford Pedro Show. Started hour three off with improvisation. No title, really. It might be Autumn Leaves. Maybe.
It's the season.
But you want to help me with this?
Kaoru Abe.
Yeah.
Kaoru Abe. Something from September 24th, 1977. Incredible saxophone player from Japan. Not many recordings. There are some YouTube, a couple of them, stuff you can see him play. K-O-R-U-A-B-E. Incredible guy, man. You got to hear him. And then we heard Naked Lovers by Green Flames. Green Flames, Narita song. I played the my first wedding party.
It was
in Tokyo. The Bungie part. And Narita was the... I've never played wedding part.
Because...
My organ player, Pete Mazich, many
I'm surprised because your kind of music is really suitable for weddings.
Well, look at this. The bride, she asked me to play Little Doll, the Stooges song, and dance to it.
Wow.
And Sam Bennett was on drums. That was wild.
So Roppongi, that's like a hip happening part of town.
Roppongi's a part of Tokyo where a lot, it's very central, and it's like the U.S. Embassy, huh?
Mm.
China Embassy.
Yeah.
South Korea, a lot of, Russia, a lot of Minato-ku?
Minato-ku.
Yeah, that part of that ward of Tokyo, it's central. You're going to probably see your most gaijin there, the most foreigners.
It's like a business type district?
There's business and a lot of them, a lot of foreign. Mm-hmm. Huh? A lot of government. Maybe some business too, but a lot of foreign people there. Mm-hmm. And not really, you won't find hardly any old there. All new. All new. So kind of fancy, kind of, from me, from Pedro guy, you know, hey, you want to go Rodeo Drive?
Okay.
Or you want to go, you know, Land's End? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a big town, Tokyo, so it's spread out into a lot of neighborhoods. Shimi Mishuko live way in the west, like, it's their version of the suburbs, because it's still little apartments. Shimotokaido. And I really like that little neighborhood. Yeah, the tracks run right through, so every 5 minutes, ding, ding, ding. I want to make a song from this sound. And I mean, it's going every 5 minutes. These gates are coming down in the train. Depends on what time of day, in which direction you're looking, whether the people's faces are up against the glass. To see these trains. I think 3.5 million, 4 million people a day ride the trains.
Wow.
That town. Pretty, a little too close.
Yeah, been trying
to come back to Pedro. Remember we were riding a bicycle to, you know, Admiral Higbee Way?
Yeah.
By Warehouse 1, maybe this big of a block. And you're sitting there on the channel, and you know, there's no people.
It's like the pilot street.
But the pilot house is right there, right?
Yeah.
And in fact, that tape farm is still there. But it's all overgrown. I don't think it's been running the last year.
Yeah, the chemicals dock, they shut that all down.
It's shut down. When are they going to tear it out? They should tear it out.
Yeah, I know. It takes so long with all the saturation in the ground. It's still so much red, do it. And
but
anything
can happen. Everything's rusted out. There's weeds.
Right.
Now, I've rode bikes there for years, and it was still happening. But for last year...
We used to load barges there, Matt.
Yeah.
We used to tie up at those docks.
So dangerous. And they have... families around, you know, maybe in the old industrial days, but that place, I'm glad they're shutting it down.
Yeah,
dig
it
out now.
They just had meetings this week. They got like $1.2 billion plan to...
Well, I think it's to bring cruise ship down there, so
it's
can't keep with the other cruise ship.
Yeah, well, that's what, they're getting on it because they're worried Long Beach is going to try and dig into their action, you know. Yeah. Looks like coming up towards 22nd Street. Now, that little section there, that between?
Marina del Pedro.
They're going to turn that back into a park, and they had those tanks there a long time ago.
Yeah. I remember those tanks.
And I thought, and then I heard an old timer say, well, before that, that was a little green belt, a park, way back before all that, you know? So now it's going back.
Fort MacArthur.
Right, you know, so it's finally
coming back.
Going back.
Well, they had plans where they were going to dig all the way to Crescent.
Right, right.
They were going to get rid of 22nd Street. But anyway, the point I was trying to make was, we're sitting there, and even though L.A.'s got a fair amount of people, maybe not as much as Tokyo, but it's in the millions, 8-10. There's still space. Mm-hmm. There must be places in Tokyo like that somewhere. I just couldn't find
a little Zen garden someplace.
Are you going to come for New Year's?
I'm thinking that would be really cool.
Yeah.
You guys should come to Thailand while you're out there.
Well, you're going to arrange a gig. That's how I can see Ken. I really want to come.
Yeah.
Are you going to Bangkok? It's beautiful.
Yeah, yes.
You going to Bangkok?
Yeah, that's where I have a family's home I can stay in.
Wow. Yeah.
And
I didn't know if you were going to, like, get old country.
Well, I do that, too.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, in case you haven't noticed, I'm very country.
Get right in Canada.
Let's play some music.
Love. One, two, three, four. I'm so quick. One, two, three, four. I'm
his last rehearsal all recorded was like a
and that's something concert, so I talked to a guy that went up, he saw what this Australian Pink Floyd gig, and he said people were lined up on the sidewalk. I goes, what are you guys, they're waiting to see this Michael Jackson, I guess, like footage of his rehearsals.
Yeah, they're going to release it as a video and an album and everything.
And the first 500 would get ticket, whatever the tickets that were supposed to be sold or his show in England, whatever thing, they were going to get them and, you know, eBay them or whatever they do with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, we had something new from Yoko Ono. She's got the Plastic Ono Band back together, and that was called Ask the Elephant. And then something I got in the mail, the science fiction of Ray Bradbury Attack by God of Shamisen.
Right on.
This guy, Santa Cruz, he's got a shamisen band. You know what shamisen is like? Japanese band. He says, yeah, I heard you played with, is it actually a sanshin, but so maybe you'd like this. And it's kind of like, it sounds kind of like bluegrass, they're playing so fast, but it's kind of got hard rock thing. A lot of the songs, but I took one of the troopers. So thank you very much, God of Shamisen. Nice, cool, humble name there.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. Santa Cruz, you know, they're kickback beat. And then, man, they've got some sea lions there.
Banana slugs.
Huge. They're underneath the pier. Huge. Then we, The Man Who Married the Moon by Hideki Kato, and Woke Up a Gas by Ikue Mori, who collaborates a lot with Kim Gordon and was in that band DNA. I saw DNA. Her on drums, Rick Wright from Peru was on bass, and Arnold Lindsay was playing guitar at the Hong Kong Cafe in the old days. Man, they were wild. It was a wild band.
DNA?
Yeah. I don't know if he grew up or he has some connection with Brazil. He speaks Portuguese fluently and he's made records down there. The trippiest guitar style you ever heard anybody play. Incredible cat. Yeah, they're part of it. There was a scene in New York City in the late 70s called No Wave.
No Wave.
No Wave. There was a record called No New York. And it had a lot of these bands on it. I think maybe Brian Eno produced it. I should play some more stuff from there, but there was a response from the LA punk scene with a record called Yes LA.
Right on.
And that had Germs and Bags.
Uh-huh.
And
the Bags, Alice Bag and all.
Right. She's teaching in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
A teacher now.
And Pat Bag, the bass player, is married to the singer of the band.
Well, I saw them when I was talking about the Mabuhay. Yeah. In San Francisco, the Bags are big up there.
Yeah, the Bags are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Geza started that band.
Yeah.
Right. And they wore bags over there.
Geza, they were out there.
Unknown comic.
Yes. That's the first time I saw Rule, he had a bag on his head playing drums.
Really? Oh, yeah, but with leeches. That was more like a sack. Garbage sack. He just emailed me. He's on tour with Lou Barlow here and Tom, right?
It's going
Lou
good.
Barlow and the Misfits. He said the gigs were character builders. There's some, you know, they're working it out as they go along. It's not your most traditional thing.
You lost your missing man.
No, Lou asked me. And I think if Tom and I will play together, it where it helps me out next time. They're already talking about wanting to play. Some of my friends from Tokyo Light wanted to do a West Coast tour. So
a bitchin'.
They might go to Europe with Lou, but Lou's got to see about budget, whether they can fit him in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hope they can. I mean, we did like 9 gigs with Dad. You left our tour.
Yes, I had enough.
Oh.
So you never got to see Dinosaur with us, but we did 9 Dinosaur gigs. And Lou really dug Tom and Raoul, so he said, can I use him for my tour? Because his Lou Barlow record came out. I said, sure. And a lot of people think because it says Missing Men that I'm out there with them. But it's Mike Watt Missing It. See, I'm not one of the Missing Men.
Missing Men.
I'm the Missing Man. The Missing Man. So, Paloma played with us at Caesar's birthday Friday in Wemyss. Cool. They got that band, the Bon Bons, huh?
Cool.
And she told me, Raoul, that's great.
Whoa.
fuck is that?
Medley.
The leashes?
Sounds.
Signals.
Hey, where did you play in Bosnia? Oh, it says Tom Watson. Hey, where did you play in Bosnia with Stooges and Dimes? Tom, it was not... See, Tom does this girly tech shit, right? He won't call me up, you know?
Girly tech.
It wasn't Bosnia. It was fucking Belgrade. I mean, close. Serbia, next door. Mm-hmm. Great neighbors.
Oh, and wait. I mean, I should record this girly texting.
You Serbian.
I think it was recorded.
Yeah, it's going over the air here. But I want to call Tom up to get him straight on this. I really wanted to play with Bosnia.
Dobro.
Tom, why do you use that girly shit text with me? Why don't you just speak? Now look, when the Stooges played with Dinosaur, it was not Bosnia. It was Belgrade, Serbia. Not Zagreb, I said Belgrade, Serbia. Belgrade, yeah, the big town. Big town. I think it means white city. Yeah, I think it means white city.
Hey, Tom.
That's Brother close Matt to says, Montenegro. Hey.
Okay, but that's it. We didn't get... The last Stooges gig was going to be Bosnia, but it got canceled the last minute, so our last gig ended up being Ljubljana, Slovenia. But a month before, we played with Dinosaur in an outdoor sports dealio, communist cement, so it was all chipped up and falling to hell. But it was a great gig. Serbia, right. And Dragan Ambrovicic put on the gig, great cat. And they were smoking, and I really enjoyed it a lot. I had a freak out. If you read my diary, you can tell there were some weird things about the gig. Kind of. I kind of wrote about it cryptically. But remember, if you have to know about any of this shit, just check the fucking hoot line. That's why I write these diaries. That's why you should have finished yours. Oh, by the way, we're live on the radio. I'm doing Watt from Pedro show now. So, here, say so.
Hi, hey. No, it's nice to be included in this little piece here. Sorry, it wasn't a little more forthcoming with my phone call.
No, but how's it with Lou Barlow in the Mystery Man?
We're working out the bugs. We've got, like, a lot of little pieces that we're trying to sort out. The bass pedals we're using, there's a lot of changeovers, tuning changes, and moving our capos around and stuff like that, trying to figure out the best way to, keep the gig flowing.
Yeah, Raul told Paloma that it was pants shitter for him, the first one.
Well, I'll be honest, the first one felt like easy because we have here so stressed leading up to it that my player was like, no problem. But then the second one was like, we felt a little too relaxed, and so once we got up there, we kind of got like the deer in the headlights kind of thing. Okay, we're tuning again.
Well, take it easy. And he was telling me about 2 weeks in Europe, but first two of February, so that'd be good, so we can do that thing with light in the first week of March, maybe.
Yeah, sure.
Great.
That's, and to be honest, like, we're with you, completely, whenever you need us.
Okay. But you do good for Lou, okay? Please. Here's Pete.
Attacked by a flying soul.
For trivia.
That's the word from Tom Watson. He's on the road.
Tom rocks.
Right. Lou Barlow and Morale.
Morale.
Raul Morales.
Tom does a killer little D-Boon dance.
He does.
No.
Big respect to Tom.
His bitches.
Come on, D-Boon shuffle.
Your favorite coat, and the can't believe it, this time. It's a psychedelic detective story.
Watt for Pedro show. We just heard Bacon Bread by Neptune's Car. Does This Belong to You by Home and Garden. And finally, Prove It by Peter Lafner, a television cover. Those bands are all connected because Perubu, same drummer, Scott Krause, was in Neptune's Car and Home and Garden. And Peter Lafner is the man who started Perubu. And ended up dying, I think, at 27 or something. And actually tried out for television, but Tony Mamone told me he was a little wild for that. Some of these guys pack guns.
Wow.
Yeah. Crazy. And so, like, Tom Verlaine was like, whoa. Yeah, no. Thank you. He's already living in New York City. They would make the hell ride from Cleveland, New York City, and bring the word.
Crazy Cleveland cats.
Yeah. In fact, Tom Watson played the Peter Lafner Strat, the red Stratocaster, at the studio when we did the third opera back in May.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It was Peter's. Yeah. Wow. So anyway, I want to thank everybody for coming aboard. Pete, thank you for your field report.
You're welcome.
Maybe Ohio one next.
Maybe.
She's got a lot to do.
Yeah.
Lucy Lance.
Thank you, Mike.
I know we didn't get a lot of spiel.
Yeah.
Echo Sign, I know you talked everyone's ears off.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Respect you too. Yeah, for yammering. And everybody. Everyone, good thoughts to Bob Stiers because he's a bleeding ulcer is bleeding once again. So give him good thoughts to come back healthy. And it's been October 10, 2009. Watt for Pedro show. Keep your powder dry.
October 5.
You say 10th again?
Yeah.
Oh my.